Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 29, 2022. Reincarnations: what remains after the death of the body? Question: does the speed of a person's development and ascent to the spiritual world depend on previous lives and reincarnations? Answer: practically it doesn't. It depends only on you. Question: usually people do not have problems with reincarnations, they are fine with this. The only question is whether consciousness remains. If at least something remains of me in the next life, then I can die without any fear. Answer: as much as you think you can live in others and for others, to that extent you remain. Question: there are many people who care about their neighbor and have maybe even sacrificed their lives for others' sake. It is clear that we remember people who made some great discoveries for humanity a thousand or several thousand years ago. Is it called that they live in us? Answer: no, it is a poetic form of expression. People who give themselves to others, that is, who have changed their nature from receiving to bestowing, are indeed in a completely different active informational field. They go from negative to positive energy. In this case, they have no fear of disappearing at all because they already exist in the quality of bestowal. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 9, 2022. Equivalence of intentions. Since in Ein Sof it is He is one and His name one, and since there is no place and vessel, meaning our desire, apparent there at all, no mind of a created being can attain Him, for there is no attainment without a vessel. Baal HaSulam, Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Chapter 2, Item 30. Question: what does it mean there is no attainment without a vessel? Answer: we must change our desire so that it is similar to the Creator, but how can we do this if we are created beings? Therefore, the influence of the light on our desire gives it an intention. If our intention matches the intention of the Creator, then we come closer to Him, and to this extent we can feel Him, contact Him, and be filled with Him. It means that the most important thing is not the desire itself. The desire to enjoy is the primordial desire of creation itself, and it remains. But we can change our intentions for whose sake we enjoy, for ourselves or for the Creator. There are only two of these possibilities. If we can change our intention from receiving pleasure for our own sake to receiving pleasure for the sake of the Creator, then we will become like the Creator in this, as the Creator wants to bring contentment to us, so we want to bring contentment to Him. To this extent, we will begin to feel Him. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, October 2, 2022. In the shallow zone of egoism. Question: the Creator does not have the opportunity to do what we can do. Why can't He do this job? Answer: because then we will not be able to feel what He wants us to feel. We will not be able to consist of the two parts of nature at the same time, receiving and giving. After all, we only comprehend the Creator in opposites, as light from darkness. Everything is attained in contrast, in opposition. Question: but if there is none else but Him, why can't He implement the program that He Himself created? Answer: the fact is that if we do not go through all the preliminary stages of our development, we will not accumulate the necessary sensations of opposite qualities in ourselves. Everything consists of the accumulation of sensations and the awareness of opposites and their connection. If I know that this is darkness and this is light, and at the same time I can feel one against the other, then based on their multiple contradictions I consist of a huge amount of sensations and knowledge. By comparing them with each other, I recall from my memory all possible combinations of them, and based on this I become able to feel the opposite of me. Therefore, I accumulate these feelings in myself, I experience them myself. And it cannot be explained. There are a lot of clever answers and questions, But all of them still do not explain anything, because if a person is not in the feeling of what does light mean against darkness, he does not understand what it is about. After all, we are in different shades of only one egoistic quality. There is no light at all in our world. There are various greater and lesser egoistic qualities. But they are different only in their egoism and not in comparison with something opposite to it. Therefore we have nothing to compare them with. We live only in the egoistic quality from 100%, although we are far from it, to zero. In fact, we are in a very shallow zone of egoism. We wallow in it and that is it. We cannot go lower, because there are such huge egoistic desires that simply scare us away, because we will have to make a lot of effort to realize them. That is why we live on a little egoism. The day has passed, and it is good. This is our life. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. See What Doesn't Exist, August 30th, 2013. Carriers of enormous desires. Question: you are saying that it takes 15 to 20 years to attain spirituality. Is it possible to hasten it? Answer: if you have a very serious environment around you, then it is possible. I hope that we are creating a completely new environment for ourselves, which will work very intensively for us. For the first time in history, we are forming an environment not only from those who understand and know toward what they are going, but from ones who are completely ignorant and do not understand, that is, from a part of the 99% of the 7 billion. They follow us, they join us, like little children. But there are many of them, billions of them, and therefore, they bring us their vast desires, although at a very low level. But the fact is that they are carriers of enormous desires and aspirations, only this is not manifested in them. They have very small, so-called earthly egoism, the upper cut. They have an enormous egoistic potential, but they just sort of take off a very thin upper slice of their egoism. They exist in it and do not want more. Each person puts himself in a certain window and he lives in it from plus to minus, which he determines by himself. If he agrees to a bigger plus and minus, then this already is a bigger search, and he has a different, more interesting life. Like, for example, poets, composers, and scientists who are concerned not with purely animalistic, egoistic needs, but with somewhat larger, more abstract ones. Therefore, we divide all the needs of a person into food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge. The higher the need, the higher the person. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Making Good Use of Others, September 3rd, 2013.